tough test coming up. Dryden still got Deckerville and Peck, the two of the better teams in the state coming up. But I think Dryden wins this game.
And a much improved team also playing tonight, hosting CPS. It's the Deckerville Eagles coming in 2-0.
Yeah, Deckerville's a real deal. Last week they tripped up a little bit offensively, only won against Kingston 14-8. A little surprised by that score, a little lack of offense, but I talked to some people over there in Deckerville. Some penalties and a couple untimely turnovers really kept them from scoring, but the biggest thing is defensively they are for real. Deckerville, I think it's them and Peck are I voted. I'm a voter in the Associated Press poll, and I voted Deckerville number 3 and Peck number 1. So that's how highly I think of them. CPS has fallen on some hard times here. Deckerville should win this game, I think, fairly easily.
And speaking of Peck, they host Caseville tonight in Peck, Michigan.
Hey, the Eagles got off the schneid, their first victory since 1989 in week one. Really shocking, Akron Fairgrove. Came back down to earth, got shut out by Dryden last week, and now you get the defending 8-player state champions. It's definitely a tall order. Peck is the class of 8-player in the entire state and should win this game, probably another shutout.
And then Kingston travels to Charlton Heston Academy.
The best name in the state
Charlton
right now.
Charlton Heston Academy. I had to look it up. It's up by Roscommon, pretty much, just off of I-75.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, what a name, Charlton Heston.
Great name.
I think I'm going to name my firstborn that. Charlton Heston Ramsey.
Oh, that's got a great ring to it.
Great ring to it.
You got a couple 0-2 teams here, but I think when you look a little bit deeper, look what Kingston did last week, really staying close with Deckerville and has that experience. Kingston should win this game, I think, fairly easily.
Now we throw 3 men in the field. Additionally, Vassar at Memphis, both teams 1-1.
Oh, absolutely going to be a good game here. Vassar coming off of a shellacking last week against Harbor Beach in Vassar.
Memphis the same, though.
Memphis the same way, a team we thought Memphis improved, ready to go. I got Vassar in this game, Paul. I think Vassar rebounds from last week. I think they're going to be very angry from what happened last week. Not saying Memphis isn't, but I think Vassar needs this game to get back into the playoff hunt and to win their conference. So I will take Vassar.
I agree. Vassar got embarrassed last week, and that's a team that, as we said earlier, was expected and still is expected to compete in the Greater Thumb West. And I think their character is going to get tested this week. And I see a big bounce back for Vassar.
I think Vassar got asked the question, is football fun? They said,
no.
It's zero fun, sir. USA at Brown City. Both teams winless, 0-2, USA, Brown City.
Both teams looking to get anything going. You said it already, 0-2, both squads looking to get going. I like a couple of the players. I know I'm a little biased. I seen USA last week. I seen a couple of their players. I see potential there. Haven't personally watched Brown City up close yet. I'm going to take USA in a low-scoring battle here. USA wins tonight.
I got to see Brown City last week, and their only score came on a defensive fumble recovery for a touchdown. However, I thought they moved the ball fairly well, and some turnovers and penalties cost them. USA just simply hasn't shown anything offensively at all. I'm going to go with Brown City.
And due to time restraints here, we'll quickly go through these last 3 games here. Bad Axe at Sandusky. Bad Axe nearly upset Marlette last week.
And they're going to nearly upset Sandusky here at home, but I will take Sandusky at home.
I agree. Going with Sandusky.
Lakers at Ubley. Lakers 2-0, one of the hot teams in the West. And Ubley, first victory last week over USA, 1-1.
Lakers, the powerhouse of the GTW right now, looking really good. They beat Ubley tonight.
Lakers has to clean things up. They were very sloppy in that first half against Brown City, over 100 yards in penalties. Ubley's the type of team that can grind it out and control the clock. I'll take Lakers, but this one could be close.
And I believe 130 yards in penalties last week for the Lakers.
Yeah, good teams cannot do that.
And finally, Reese at Marlette, both teams 1-1.
Just as we figured, Reese would slowly get better as the season gets on, as the younger players learn that offense and defense. I'll take Reese on the road.
Yeah, I'll take Reese as well. I mean, you got to look at Marlette. They almost lost a Bad Axe. I know it sounds bad, but when you almost lose a Bad Axe, you don't get the benefit of the doubt, and you got to go with Reese.
It's time to take a quick break on your WIW Sports Game of the Week. It's the Cass City Redhawks traveling to Harbor Beach. Paul P. Adams, thank you for joining us here tonight.
You're welcome.
Our media roundtable.
Thank you.
And now we will shun you out to the cold and gales November out there on Michigan's East Coast.
I'm looking forward to it.
It should be a great game. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
It's time for a quick break. When we return, we'll break down the Kansas City Redhawks on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tonight's presentation at WLEW Sports is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb. The Kansas City Redhawks are off to their best start in 5 years with a record of 2-0, defeating Brown City and Memphis in their first two games of the 2014 campaign. Kansas City is led by Scott Cuthrell, currently in his second fourth year as head coach. After two games, the Redhawks are averaging 40 points in offense while only sacrificing 13.5 to the football gods on defense. Tonight, though, they will be facing off with a team that has not allowed a point yet in 96 minutes of play. Last week, Kansas City concluded a two-game homestand with a victory over a much-improved Memphis squad, 50-14. In that game, the Hawks ran 37 rushing plays for 334 yards and were 4-for-8 in passing for 110 yards, making for a collective 444-yard offensive attack.
Yeah, quite the offensive outburst. Quarterback Mason Erla Jr. ran for a touchdown, threw for two more, did not have a turnover. And you got to like this, Clark. He's built like a quarterback. He's listed at 6'4". And a side note, a lot of people didn't know about him. He was hurt last year on the JV squad, so he's healthy and playing well so far.
Kansas City's backfield complements Erla well to make for a potential scoring unit, potent scoring unit, I should say. They have potential as well. Led by second-year varsity player, junior Sawyer Cuthrell, the son of coach Scott Cuthrell.
Yeah, Sawyer Cuthrell, we recalled the name some last year. He's ready to take the reins this year. Had three rushing touchdowns and caught one of the touchdowns from Mason Erla. The one was a 57-yard touchdown run, so he's got some giddy up and go. He had there was 11 first downs against Memphis last week and zero penalties on offense, and that's what good teams do.
On the other side of the ball, Kansas City allowed a total of 43 yards on the ground and 92 through the air, but allowed only 33% of Memphis' passes to be complete, going 5-for-15 on the night with one interception.
Yeah, Kansas City's defense only allowed 5 first downs in the entire game and gave up just the one touchdown in the first half, which they led 30-6 halfway through that game.
Like we said earlier, Kansas City is off to its best start since 2010, a year in which they started out 3-0 but finished only at 4-5. Entering this season, Coach Cuthrell felt that in order for the Redhawks to make a playoff run, they would have to rely on some young talent and